when I became department chair, everything slowed down a lot. And by that time, we had the PhD program in place. We were starting to attract some good graduate students. And one of the fortuitous things was that 1, 2, 3, 4 of my first PhD students were from the group at Cornell Lab. They would never have come to Buffalo, you know, just to pick Buffalo out of the air, but they were there. Cornell would allow them to do a lot of their coursework part-time and would actually fund them for a year full-time to come over and do a thesis. So I had four nice really, really great PhD students that came out of that association. Uh-huh. By then, the space program, you know, was starting to wind down a little bit, at least the basic research part of it, and so money was starting to dry up. And that was probably early 70s. I was kind of looking for new things to do. And again, fortuitously, I became very good friends with a cardiologist at the university. We served together on the university personnel promotions committee for 3 years. He was quite a bit older than I, was an intensely curious person, very bright guy, but had never studied anything about mathematics or physics.
What is his name?
David Green, G-R-E-E-N-E. So he would read articles in the cardiology journals that would have some equations. People were just starting to do some modeling, and he would bring these and say, could you explain this to me? And I said, well, this is really kind of intriguing stuff. And as I said, it was getting harder and harder to get funding in the space area. So I thought, well, let's give it a try. So I took a sabbatical leave. I'm sure you have it on the record here. When it was, you have a copy of my CV?
Well, I don't have a full.
It was in the early 70s, and I went to the Department of Medicine at the university, and I got an NIH postdoc, and went over there for a year, and went in the cath lab and watched them make measurements to see what sort of things they could do and what they couldn't do. Sat in on a couple of courses to learn some of the basics, and he and I collaborated on a couple of studies, largely clinical studies at the beginning.